Debt is Divisive, Part 3 by Gillian Godsell. Let us consider why banks can shame people, even unto the ultimate tragedy of suicide, and yet the blame remains with the person. Now this to me is both a moral and an ethical issue. How can they do this? By a combination of complicated guile and extreme arrogance is how. One of the key weapons on the side of the banks is the complete lack of transparency. IBM salesmen of old used the FUD argument to sell their product: fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Banks are the ultimate purveyors of such confusion. It allows them to control the rules, to change the rules, and to keep the solvent fighting the insolvent. Consider how you get into debt. It is very easy. There are algorithms based on salary, age, health, and the asset you wish to buy. Of course, you can shop around, but the amount you can borrow is pretty transparent. So why can't the getting out of debt be so simple? Right now, the insolvency laws are cumbersome, clumsy, and frankly, they do not work. So far, only 4 people have successfully navigated the insolvency service. 4 in total. The banks have the veto and are in charge. I know, for had the banks not vetoed the sale of my home in 2011, I might not be here. I might not be bankrupt. I might not be writing letters to papers and running for Europe, and instead I might be home in a home I still owned, minding my own business. But history cannot be unwritten, and so I was bowled down to the insolvency service, only to be told I was too broke. And as a last resort, I was forced to go bankrupt. I have spoken with pips up and down the country, and they are all advising their clients not to work for the duration of the bankruptcy, for 3 full years. How dysfunctional is that? I am resigned to the fact that I have lost my home, my life savings, and all my possessions, but I will fight for the right to work for my future and that of my children's future. If we had transparency, then we could see how to get out of debt. Another important point to remember about the banks is that when they lend money, they charge interest. This is not a charitable action on their part, and the interest is the benefit they get for the risk involved. Only, they are currently safeguarded in this country and have little or no risk. Most of the money they lend has already been paid for in terms of cost. It is an accounting exercise paid for the interest they charge. But let us have transparency in how to get out of debt. No more hidden deals, no more who you know, and no more how much money you have to pay expensive professionals. Just transparent laws and steps to exit debt. It's a business issue, you know. I met another woman on the doorstep who listened to what I had to say about debt. I watched her face throughout my monologue, and it was unsmiling. At the end, I put out my hand and I touched her elbow. "You don't like what I'm saying," I said. She nodded. She did not agree at all. She had worked hard all her life. She and her husband had made a decision not to have foreign holidays for 10 years in order to send their children to college on very modest borrowings. Now she felt angry that people, even myself, might be able to escape debt. I nodded and I fully understood. I totally got her perspective and empathized with her. But while I felt for her, I also wanted to talk to her about the society we live in, that our children grow up in. If the banks put people out onto the street, aside from the human carnage, it costs the state and the taxpayer more. If the banks are allowed to harass and bully people, then we create an oppressed society where joy and laughter are absent, where children grow up surrounded by silent and shamed parents, where the only answer is immigration, where we put back the progress of our nation by decades. While it takes 2 to tango, when the music stops, it is unfair to have only 1 chair for the banks. Let us give ordinary people a fair crack of the whip. Let us stop vilifying people in debt. It's only money, after all. Let us recognise that debt is a business issue. Let us introduce fair ways of exiting unsustainable debt. Let the same rules apply to the insolvent as well as to the rich. Let us be kind to one another, to stop doing the bank's work for them, and to insist on parity of risk. Let us be a country that can be proud once more and look our neighbour in the eye once more. Above all, let us cherish our people. Let us stand up to Europe, and let us be a proud nation once again. Thank you.